Hey, everybody. I said to a friend the other day, wow, I think Geminis are going crazy now with this eclipse in their sign just when Uranus enters Aries at the same time. So my friend goes, so what else is new? Okay, that is so mean and so ridiculous, as if to imply that Geminis are out of their minds most of the time anyway. Okay, so maybe they'd be capricious a little. You know, they are unchangeable and a little unpredictable as hell. But I have totally loyal and kind friends who are Gemini. They don't all laugh weirdly when they see somebody fall out of a window from the 17th floor. It is ironic, though, right now, with Uranus just entering their solar 11th house, to have that stupid south node eclipse right plunk in the middle of their sign. What does all that mean? Well, ever since Uranus first entered Aries in May of 2011, Geminis have wanted, needed, and craved more and more freedom and independence. They can no longer bear the thought of being under some moronic, senseless regime that means nothing to them. And that goes for other people as well. Well then, we have the South Node eclipse in Gemini, which is not about total independence, just the opposite. It's about being able to learn how to need and appreciate the help and support of other people and not be so freakingly determined to push people away when they're trying to keep you alive. Not that there's a big death thing hanging over Gemini's head or anything other than the usual Pluto in the 8th house thought that at any moment things are going to come down horrible on their heads. But you have to know what an eclipse is and how it affects Geminis and how it affects all of us. Let's all agree that the Earth goes around the Sun. And as it does, it follows a path in a narrow plane we call the ecliptic. Now, the Moon goes around the Earth at a slightly different angle in a different plane. You can draw yourself a picture of it to get the idea. Now, where those two planes intersect, we call those are the points of the Moon's nose. Where the Moon dips into the north, we call the North Node. And where it dips into the south, it's the south node. It symbolizes very powerful points in human relationships. At the relatively rare moments when the new moon or the full moon occur exactly while the moon and sun are in that same straight line, don't worry about all the astronomy, but anyway, we experience an eclipse. At the new moon, the moon's path blocks out the sunlight momentarily. At the full moon, the Earth blots out the moonlight. Now, of course, the ancient people used to freak out when the lights went dark. Actually, modern people do the same, and not only when there's a power outage in their city, either. Although, eclipses are like a power outage. You do get rather dark thoughts when the eclipses happen. They blot out the light, and they make you think it's going to be forever, which, of course, it's not. But symbolically, eclipses signal the end of one major cycle and the beginning of another. The last one like this happened sometime, I believe, in 1993, around there, 19, 20 years ago. It signaled the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. No matter what sign you are, wherever you have Gemini in your chart, a major cycle is ending and you have to let go of certain attachments, just like you did 19 years ago. Of course, that's almost impossible to do, mainly because when the South Node eclipses are happening, we get more attached than ever. We get scared of being abandoned, just the way the ancients feared the darkness. So we cling more fiercely to the known, familiar past, losing faith that the light will return again. But don't let that happen to you. And that's what the message was all about, the Jupiter and Taurus mutable nodes message you've seen on the site. So keep it handy over the next year, please. If you don't have it, you can get it on the site. You can find it either on the Daily Fix or some link on the site. Anywho, whatever happens, don't be afraid of the dark. Michael Luton for WOAO, World Orbiting Astrological Observatory in New York City.